USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It looks like fewer workers were hired this month compared to last month. Payroll processing firm ADP says 132,000 jobs were added to private payrolls in August, which is less than half of the gains seen in July. ADP's chief economist noting job growth could be normalizing as we could be at an inflation point. Americans' confidence on the U.S. economy is on the upswing. Gallup's Economic Confidence Index shows folks are significantly less negative in how they see the economy now than they were in July. Economic perspective became more optimistic as gas prices began slowing this month and are now $1 lower than in June. Remembrance is taking place in Paris on Wednesday as today marks 25 years since the death of Princess Diana. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net, that's bestwayprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325, that's 888-988-3325.
The final results of the special U.S. House race to finish out the rest of the late Representative Don Young's term are due out Wednesday. The Alaska Division of Elections will release the official results. Former Democratic state lawmaker Mary Petrola is currently leading with 39.6% of the vote, followed by former Republican Governor Sarah Palin with 30.9%. Sam's Club is raising its annual fees this fall. Club member fees will go up from $45 to $50, and its higher tier plus will hit $110. That's the Walmart-owned company's first price hike in almost a decade for its regular membership. Sam's Club Plus fees haven't changed since 1999. Serena Williams will continue her quest for one last Grand Slam title Wednesday. She has a second-round singles matchup in the U.S. Open with the number two women's player in the world. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Former Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev was wrong to try to befriend the West. That's according to the Kremlin. President Vladimir Putin's spokesperson saying the late leader shouldn't have looked toward a period or external romance between the Soviet Union and the West. As we head into the Labor Day weekend, if you're one of millions of Americans hitting the skies, travel complaints are up from passengers almost 270% since before the pandemic, and no surprise, more than half of those have to do with delays, cancellations, and refunds as airlines' performance has improved since July. The Department of Transportation releasing a report which found complaints soared up 35% in May.
June was the worst month of the year when it comes to flight delays and cancellations. Now, I think things have improved significantly, but I think it really underscores just how bad things got with air travel.
Travel expert Michael Kay, that audio courtesy of MSNBC. Nearly two-thirds of American shoppers say they are worried about shrinkflation in the grocery store aisles, with about half switching to different brands and generic products to cope. That's according to a new Morning Consult survey. The survey showing that 64% of those polled cite the shrinkflation phenomenon, which is smaller portions for the same price, as a hidden sign of inflation as a concern. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.